بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Few months ago, Maulana Abdul Rahim Mutala of the Khulafa of Sheikh al-Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullahi had passed away. So some unique things that happened around his death. This was the second person that I had seen such unique features in. The first person that I had seen was Maulana T. Nabi, Maulana Ghulam Nabi. He is from Unit 7, Chatsworth, and he moved on to Springer Beach. He must have passed away some 15 to 18 years ago, maybe even more. And he had nice calligraphy and style writing. So the board announcements in the top masjid, he was in charge of it. One day I'm coming for Zohar Namaz, Asr Namaz to the top masjid. So I see Maulana Ghulam Nabi passed away. Time, place, etc. all to be announced. Anyway, surprising. Then I enter the masjid, I see him walking around. And the next day he passed away. Next day or that within that same week he passed away. So many a persons are informed in future, in advance, that they're going away. Since you are going now, make some preparation. Perhaps he was amongst those lucky people. Allah Ta'ala had already made it known to him that you're going to go, so make your preparation. And the Beast Rasam also had said, announced in the Hajjatul Wida, Ta'alli la arakum ba'da ami hadha, huzu anni manasikakum. Maybe I don't see you after this year. So he'd already announced his going in advance. Maulana Abdul Rahim Sahib Mutala, his daughter is married and she lives in Canada. So she phoned up the father in Zambia. That I had seen you and you were telling me that I'm going to Jannatul Firdaus. So I was saying, Papa, but what are you talking about? So no, I'm going to Jannatul Firdaus. That was all in the dream. The morning then, she says, I took the trouble to phone my father. Oh, this is what I dreamt was. Yeah, I'm going to Jannatul Firdaus. Now he's talking to his daughter in real. I'm going to Jannatul Firdaus. Everything has been booked, confirmed. But, Papa, what are you talking about? I'm telling you, everything is confirmed. She's trying to turn him away and saying, no, it's confirmed. She got ghabraat. Normal, any girl will get ghabraat. So she phoned up her uncle, Maulana Sumutala, in London. This is what your brother is talking about. He got ghabraat, he phoned up. When he phoned up, then the same attitude he had towards his daughter, he had to his brother now. Yeah, I'm going to Jannah to Firdaus. It is confirmed, everything is ready now. What are you talking about? I'm telling you, it's confirmed and I'm going. He's not listening to anything. He's saying this is what's going to happen. Anyway, the following morning or so, he wasn't feeling too well, so he had taken some medication. And he asked if he could perform the namaz at home. He read the namaz at home. After the Fajr namaz was over, then he came outside the house. He asked them to push him on the wheelchair, bring him outside. So the madrasa is just so near. This is his house. And perhaps the madrasa is by the pillar there. That's the distance. So he came out of the house and he looked towards the madrasa, raised his head towards the asman, and loudly said, "Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh." Now namaz was over, so the boys heard this and it was like a surprise. So all the madrasa children came out. And his head is still going towards the Asman. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And then his head just dropped and finished class. Man ahabba liqa' Allah, ahabba Allahu liqa'ahu. You long to meet Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala also longs to meet you. What we forgot to understand is Allah Ta'ala is loving. Allah Ta'ala is caring. And Allah Ta'ala is grateful as well. He is loving. He is caring. And He is grateful as well. No matter how small the action may be, don't consider it to be small. Smiling at your Muslim brother, there's sawab for it. One auntie was giving, she used to make nice cheese. So she used to prepare the cheese and cut it into pieces, pass it around to the neighbors. So she got a jannah for that. Now our women also do that. Don't they do it? Someone is making samosa, selling the whole neighborhood. Someone making chevro, she's giving. I must give this kala here, the choti foi, gori, bibi. So then I'll give her. You feel it difficult sometimes. When you see the expression on some of the youngsters' faces, hey, you know, I was going to give this choti foi, and gori bai, and this one here, and that one there. But it's a good thing to show kindness. It may be a small thing, but isn't it generating muhabbat? One Muslim to another Muslim, isn't it generating muhabbat? Someone got a jannat for that. Just for generating muhabbat. So those permissible things that will generate muhabbat, that will foster, that will increase, enhance muhabbat, don't consider it to be small and insignificant. Met the person, smile at him, shook his hand, one, two good words. That is a Muslim. And away from Islam, and you go to Westernism, everything's for myself. What can I do for myself only? Myself, my comfort, my luxury, my enjoyment, mine. And as Muslims will say, we'll enjoy and let others enjoy as well. We'll also enjoy and let others enjoy. When you see that was a trend in most of our Muslim homes, that some mehman has come. So the woman is more concerned, and let them eat nicely and enjoy, and we'll eat the leftovers. She took all the pain to prepare all that, whatever samosa, pie, soup, whatever she prepared, everything and prepared it very well. And she will take cheer, and she will take happy, she'll feel happy when others will eat. And she's not concerned whether she gets a good piece as well. All she wants to see is, she wants to see a happy face, people coming in, eating well, and living happily. Our Sayyid Saab, Marhum Rahmatullah Ali, his first wife's name was Zarina. She used to be very friendly with me for many years. Tell me, Mera Ustad hai, Mera Ustad hai. Tabligh people, they know how to talk to people. Different people, how to talk to them, how to win them over. It's a good thing. They'll go to Grey Street Masjid, Sayyid Saab Baipadia, right behind the Imam. The Imam was Mulana Makki at that time. So after the Namaz, they pull out the attar and give to Mulana Makki. Now, that was a dawah, that's an invitation. The whole Grey Street is watching. Baipadia, Sayyid Saab is giving attar to Mulana Makki. So Mulana Makki is a tabligh man. See that? First time, they'll go on the first time. They'll give him a hug and then apply attar. So how to win different people? Win them and work together. Some people you're not going to get them 100%. You may still do some of their things. But that doesn't mean if you can't get them three quarter, mustn't get them at all. Ma la yudraku kullu, la yutraku kullu. At least they won't speak against tabligh, they won't speak against the right things, and they will support it to some extent. It's an approach. How do you approach a different class of people, different class of... So how do you approach them? Sayyid Saab once is telling me about his wife. I told him, she's gone now, forget it now. Now you've got another wife, just look after her, I told him. I could speak to him that, and he enjoyed me speaking to him in that way. Though he's my senior in every respect, but he enjoyed I speak to him in that way. He says, Mullah, you don't understand. She was something else. So I just say, sir, woman is a woman. Same characteristic. Whether this A, B, C, all same. They said, no, you don't understand. So what I don't understand? So he says, when she passed away, and my daughter wanted to see now, how is she doing? Some people don't feel at ease until they don't see their parents after they've passed away. And Allah Pak deals with his servants differently. Each servant, Allah Ta'ala has got a unique way of dealing with him. Or perhaps Allah Ta'ala dealt with him also uniquely. The same wife of his, Zarina. So she is telling Sayyid Saab, now you must go for Hajj. Sayyid Saab said, but we don't have the money now. So she made dua. The morning she's saying, no, we're going for Hajj now, inshallah. That yaqeen that she had in Allah Ta'ala, we're going for Hajj. And Sayyid Saab used to do his job loss at that time. So you got one, two job lots, said, no, you got the money, more than what we need for doing Hajj. So that level of yaqeen he had with Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala made it work for him. Anyway, so he says that his wife, Zarina after she passed away. So the daughter wanted to see. Kept on making dua, dua, dua. After a couple of good days, then she sees her mother. And she sees the mother's kitchen state of the art. Like you can't imagine beyond your imagination. And the comforts and the fruit and the gardens and, you know, something you have to witness to be able to talk about beyond our imagination. Anyway, so I asked, what was so great in her that Labak rewarded her in this way? He says about 1 o'clock in the morning or so, I went up to her and I told her one Cape Town Jamaat has just come in. 30, 40 people. And poor, these Cape Town people, they don't have any tartib and system, right? They'll come and there's no system. Like, you know, others, they'll have a system. So we're going here, this is the food we need to take, what we will do, who will prepare, what should we be eating. So they aren't that organized crowd, you see. Like I say, different communities have got good different ways. So these people are an unorganized crowd. Now they rocked in at about 1 o'clock in the morning, 40 people and no food. Obviously now when they becoming the guest of Sayyid Sahab, Sayyid Sahab will feel ashamed. So he goes to his wife Zarina. That's what happened. There wasn't a frown on the face. Sayyid Sahab said there wasn't absolute, not a frown on the face. She didn't pull up her face. Rather there was a smile. And in 1 hour, 2 hours time, she laid it nice and thick for them. And they wiped the whole table out. She laid it so well. So Allah Ta'ala doesn't forget. Hamare Khuda bhulta nahi. وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلَنْ يُكْفَرُوا. This is today's Mawlana read today. وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلَنْ يُكْفَرُوا. Right. One is a translation, word for word translation. But let me give you just the essence of the translation. The essence of the translation, Labak is saying, that I won't forget you. Don't worry, I won't forget you. Isn't that a message of love? Huh? You, I'll never forget you. You know what you did, I won't forget you. Imagine you received a friend, right, from England, and he wanted some help. So you took him around, you did all his work. And then he phones you and said, Mawlana, you know, I could never forget you. Now, of all people, Allah Pak has to say that I'll never forget you. See? وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلَيْ يُكْفَرُوا. مَنَا بُلُونْغَا. I'll never forget. Someone will say, that someone may forget, but when Allah Pak says that I won't forget, what does he mean? That I appreciate this. I appreciate this. So when I appreciate this, then this won't be forgotten. مَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيَا. I'm just giving you my explanation, not the exact translation. Your friend tells you that I'll never forget you. You're an unforgettable friend of mine. And Allah Pak is saying, you're an unforgettable person. There's two levels of love here. One level of love is, for a wrong, he never said, وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ شَيْرٍ مِنْ شَرٍ فَلَيْ يُكْفَرُوا. He never said that. Did he say that? Anyway, in the Quran, وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ مِنْ شَرٍ فَلَيْ يُكْفَرُوا. But for the good, he says, I'll never forget. Then I'll remember. See the rahmati sabaqat ghadabi, how his mercy overtakes his wrath and anger. So he loves, and he loves to show mercy. He loves you, and he loves to show mercy to you. So he's talking to you in the language of love. مَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلَيْنْ يُكْفَرُوا. Alhamdulillah, it wasn't my way to watch a film or to listen to film songs like how people normally listen, right? But in our childhood, you know, if someone had an occasion, a wedding or something, then one person will make ikram for the whole town. That music is sound so loudly, it is blasting so loud, that the whole town can hear. Make ikram for the whole town. So, you must hear those sounds, right? In your childhood, you hear it. But in those days, there used to be the songs. Songs are wrong, obviously. But most of the times, the words went evil, like how you have today, evil words and satanic messages and all that. In that zamana, it wasn't like that. Overall, there used to be good messages. Right. And it's not that we take the pain to go and listen to this, but like I say, one person switches his radio on, he makes ikram for the whole town. From here, you can hear, right? The whole street can hear. And you can't, you don't have the heart to go and stop the person. The words, as I say, went evil. Some of the words, I can still remember some of the words. In one song he says, بھلے حاضر تو جانے ہیں بھلے غائب تو کیا جانے. What is present we know, but what is not before us, we don't know about it. بھلے حاضر تو جانے ہیں بھلے غائب تو کیا جانے. So the words are good. Now, although they're singing in the Qawwali song, Qawwali style they're singing it, but the words were not wrong. Right. So here again, it's words, right? One word, one line. Parda mein rehne do, parda na uthao. So they're singing it at this wrong occasions, but the wordings went wrong at the time. And like I say, it was our childhood, and people got this thing switched on. Whether you like it or not, those things are going to blast in your ears, right? And then the childhood memories, they remain. You want to forget them, but you can't forget them. But the words were overall, were not evil. The first line of that, Khuda jaane ke, Khuda jaane ke hamar, I can't get the thing now. Hamare naseeb kya hoga? Bale hazir to jaane hai, wale ghaib to kya jaane? So, in this one sentence, he says, "In rasmoku, in kadmoku, in rishte natoku, mena bulunga." You know, those friendship and those customs, those ways, we will never forget. In other words, it's so deeply imprinted into our hearts that we won't forget them. So, what is this? These are all messages of hope. Messages of love. So Allah Ta'ala also says, وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلَنْ يُكْفَرُوا. That good that you have done will never be forgotten, will never be forgotten. It's there and it's remembered. It's appreciated. So when we got a Rabb that is so appreciative, is so Kareem, right? Kareem, who's Kareem? Kareem is that one that gives bila istihqaq. In spite of you not being eligible, he still gives. That's the Kareem. You're not eligible, but he gives you. Right? That is Kareem. So when you got a Rabb that is so Kareem that he gives you in spite of you not being eligible, then shouldn't you cry with love for him? Okay. I'm not even worthy, I'm not even capable. And here the Rabb just pause and pause and pause. Hamari taraf se khata hi khata aur unki taraf se ata hi ata. And when we compare, in comparison, when we compare ourselves to Allah Ta'ala, our side we're messing things up. Our side is just a mess. And on his side is just a bliss. Urdu, they can rhyme it, can't be rhyme it in English also. So on his side is just blessings. And our side is just missings. We just miss it, everything, any good we've got, we just mess it up, mess it up, mess it up. And he just keeps on blessing, 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 blessing. Can you imagine the extent of love that he's got? Otherwise he could have done this. Hey, one time you misuse your eyes, bust your eyes for you. Couldn't you do that? Like imagine, just imagine. If you are in your apartment, right, with your wife, and someone peeped in, if you could help it, would you bust his eyes? Because this is yours, personal thing. So every woman, every person is Allah Ta'ala's personal belonging. If you're looking wrong with wrong eyes, then it amounts to the same thing. Like you are looking to someone else's privacy, then this is Allah Ta'ala's privacy. He says, no, this is private, you don't look at this. Right. You don't look at this. Now imagine the amount of wrong we do. And in spite of all the wrong that we do, we keep on doing wrong, looking at wrong things, right? Had he wanted that first sight we had taken, he would have just bust our eyes, finished class. Can't see again. Could have done that. But then it is his mercy. It is his compassion, his love. Now, when the Rabb is so kareem, is so, so mercy and compassionate, then isn't it stupidity that we don't look at this aspect of his mercy? That he's so kareem, he's so loving, he's so, so caring, and then we don't show any appreciation. We don't reciprocate this. What will you say? He's so merciful, he's so loving, he's so caring, and we didn't even appreciate his mercy, his love, and his compassion. What can we say? So this entire surah is showing the love of Allah. If you just look through the lines of this whole surah, the fourth sipara, whereas the Sahaba-i-Kiram had erred. And they erred in our colloquial language, you'll say, they erred big way. إِسْتُسْعِدُونَ وَلَا تَلْوُونَ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ وَالرَّسُولُ يَدْعُوكُمْ فِي أُخْرَاكُمْ. You were ascending the mountain, right? And not even taking a side glance. Imagine, they're retreating, they're running away. Without taking a side glance. وَالرَّسُولُ يَدْعُوكُمْ فِي أُخْرَاكُمْ. And the Rasul is calling you from the rear. Imagine how serious the crime is. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is calling you and you're not even taking a side glance. Can you imagine the gravity of the wrong? Right? Gravity of the situation. وَلَا تَلْوُونَ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ وَالرَّسُولُ يَدْعُوكُمْ فِي أُخْرَاكُمْ. فَأَثَابَكُمْ غَمَّمْ بِغَمِّنْ. For the grief and the pain that you have caused, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we inflicted some grief to you as well. لِكَيْ لَا تَحْزَنُوا عَلَىٰ مَا فَاتَكُمْ. So that in future, you don't have any grief now, because it's squared up. Your balance has been settled. You've done this wrong, and because of the wrong, this agony and grief has overcome you, so this balance of yours is settled. وَلَا مَا أَصَابَكُمْ. Right. But then Allah Pak says, وَلَقَدْ أَفَا عَنْكُمْ. But I've forgiven you, don't worry about it. Do you see the level of love Allah Pak has got for the Sahaba Ikram? Do you see first the gravity of the wrong? But then compare it against the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, وَلَقَدْ أَفَا عَنْكُمْ. The last ones of you have forgiven you, khalas. So this entire surah Allah is showing you is an expression of love. But just that you have to read it with love, with the glasses of love. Read it and then you'll understand it. We just read translation now. ثُمَّ أَنزَلَ عَلَيْكُم مِّن بَعْدِ الْغَمِّ أَمَنَةً. Then you won't get that enjoyment. But when you read it and you read it with the flavor of love, you'll get a different understanding, totally, totally different. Like how you're drinking Fanta cold drink, right? Now, imagine for a moment that the coloring and the flavorant was there, but there was no sugar added, right? Would you get the excitement? Would you get the excitement? Or say, for example, it was a Coke, right? It's not chilled, and apart from it not being chilled, there's no gas in it. Absolutely no gas. Would you want to drink it? Tell me the truth, you want to drink it. Apart from what the Majlis has to say, but will you want to drink the thing? So the excitement is in the gas. The excitement in the Fanta is in that sweetness, right? And if there isn't the sweetness here, there isn't that gas here, right? If it was an open bottle, right, will you pay 10 cents for it? But you can have it. Won't you say that? So that real flavor is brought when you read this whole passage with love. مَا يَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلَنْ يُكْفَرُوا. All what you have done is not forgotten by. We remember all what you have done. That is a divine announcement. What you have done is not forgotten. Then verse after verse, Allah Pak is this. He's approaching that love from different perspectives. From one dimension, then a different dimension. ثم أنزل عليكم من بعد الغم أمنة نعاسا يخشى طائفة منكم. After all this grief and pain that overcame you, then we had poured over you a sleep, a slumber. Sahaba Kiram said, in the midst of the battle, and the sleep came, enemies in front and we are here with the sword. Sword is falling down. We're going to bring it up again. Again we're drooping, our heads are drooping. Imagine thick of battle where you're seeing death. And the level of that peace that had descended upon them, actually that whole sword is falling down. Do you see the love of Allah Ta'ala? أَنزَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ. Allah is enumerating, is counting it. Say, no, I still love you. Do you see how I deal with you? Do you think that my love for you has been lessened in any way? Don't ever think, don't ever imagine that my love for you has been lessened. My love for you hasn't lessened, hasn't decreased. So a Muslim mustn't think that. He mustn't act stupid. Why must he think that Allah doesn't like me now? His love is still there. And it is at the same level. Don't ever think that his love for you has lessened. Why must you think? Why are you acting stupid? So that's what Allah is telling the Sahabah, that my love for you hasn't lessened. And since we are also the followers of the Sahaba Kiram, we love the Sahaba Kiram, so Allah Ta'ala will group us accordingly, inshallah. Don't we love the Sahaba Kiram? So inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will group us together. So then if the message is for them, it's for us also. That like Allah Ta'ala told them, that my love for you hasn't decreased. And Allah Ta'ala is approaching it from different perspectives, different dimensions. أَنزَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ الْغَمِّ أَمَنَةً نُعَاسَ يَخْشَى طَائِفَةً مِنْكُمْ. Right. So you see how Allah Ta'ala is approaching, how Allah Ta'ala is approaching His love, how He's showing His love. Verse after verse. And then, when there's a love case, right, then the love is only complete if there is some suspense, right? There's no suspense, then do you appreciate that love case, love story? Show me one love story or love film that you have seen or novel that you have read without a suspense. Right? Can you remember you read any novel, love novel and no suspense? Right? Don't like Farishta, like River read something, right? I'm not asking you to read it also, but can you say that there was no suspense? There was no suspense, there's no excitement. So, within the rose, you must get the thorn. The thorn brings about that excitement. The suspense brings about the excitement. So Allah Pak is showing you, see, within you, there is that other group also. يُخْفُونَ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ مَا لَا يُبْدُونَ لَكَ يُخْفُونَ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ مَا لَا يُبْدُونَ لَكَ They conceal some hypocrisy in their hearts. There is that group as well. Right? So, Allah Pak is cautioning us about the thorns. Those thorns that are within us, is cautioning. Why is cautioning? Because they are attempting to betray you. They are attempting to lead you astray. يَقُولُونَ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ مَا لَا يُخْفُونَ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ مَا لَا يَبْدُونَ لَكَ يَقُولُونَ لَوْ كَانَ لَنَا مِنَ الْأَمْرِ شَيْءٌ مَا قُتِلْنَا هَوْنَا So why Allah is cautioning us? What these people are saying, لَوْ كَانَ لَوْكَانَ اللَّهَ مِنَ الْأَمْرِ شَيْءٌ مَا قُتِلْنَا هَوْنَا If the controls were in our hands, then you wouldn't have died like this. In Badr, 70 kuffar were killed, but in Uhud, 70 Muslims were killed. Right? So obviously, Muslims were set back a little bit. When they were set back now, their courage and their morale had to be picked up again once more. Now, when the morale is gone down, these munafiqeen are taking advantage over the situation. That had we had the control over the situation, then you wouldn't have been killed. See? What they were saying is that, see, we had told you all that don't fight out of Madinah Munawwara. If you're fighting, fight within Madinah, but don't go out to Uhud. And you already listened to us. So, we didn't have any control, we didn't have any say in the matter. When we didn't have any say in the matter, so see what happened to you now. So obviously, why? What are they doing? They're breaking the broken morale of the Sahaba Kiram. Sahaba Kiram's morale is already broken, and they're breaking it even further. Right? Whatever happened, happened now. It was a time for their morale to be brought up. So Allah is cautioning the believers about these people so that the Muslims don't buy the story of this. See, they are a stray group and they wish to lead you astray as well. They are strayed themselves. But when they give this type of statements, what they're trying to do? Say, you see, you all didn't listen to us. Now see what happened to you all. Now go and sort yourselves out now. قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ لَبَرَزَ الَّذِينَ قُتِبَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقَتْلُ إِلَى مَضَاجِعِهِمْ So Allah Ta'ala says, Allah Ta'ala is now leveling the plane. And He says, you see, death and life is in my hand. If death was decreed that he must die, he'll come out and he'll die. So going out to war is not death, and staying at home is not protection against death. If it was meant, it will happen. Whether you're at home or whether you're in the battlefield, it will happen. So Allah Ta'ala is cautioning us of the thorns. That within you, there will be thorns. There must be trials. Like I say, in love, there must be trials. There must be challenges. Otherwise, there's no excitement. In the tarkari, right, there must be some spice. If there's no spice, it's bland. Well, you want to eat it. And if there's that Dilli Haleem, you know, if they give it Ramzan in Dilli, there's that Dilli Haleem. And if you don't perspire, you see, I didn't eat Haleem. It must be that Haleem that must perspire from here, nose must leak out a little bit, I got the tissues in my hand, wiping like this. Now then I've eaten something. You want that achar, but it must be real hot stuff. Otherwise, tomato sauce, but you would have it yourself. Right? So that love becomes exciting with a little bit of challenge. The food becomes exciting when there's some little of heat in it. It's totally bland, there's no excitement in it. So Allah Ta'ala is showing us that within you, you will have this type of challenges. So you mustn't lose your morale on account of these people here, nor should you listen to them. You listen to them, they'll stray you away. And if you listen to them very seriously, then your morale will break. Then you'll have regrets and doubts, etc. So this is a crowd of people that is just trying to confuse your mind. In that day was the munafiq, right, who played this game. Today, the same game is played by who? By the media. Who's playing the same game? If there's anything for the Muslims, then they paint a very bad picture. Why they paint a bad picture? To further break the morale of the Muslim. Yeah, you're being downtrodden here in Russia, Chechnya, Iraq, everywhere you're getting hit down, right? So what business have they got against Islam? The business they've got is they must break your morale. Break you. The little bit morale you got, then you must be broken down. They don't want you to pick up, they don't want you to come out at all. A little bit you've got, break you again. A little bit you got, and I want to break you again. Right? And then we like wise things, no, I can't read between the lines. How many people can read between the lines? Even those that are reading between the lines, they also their morale also breaks down. So they are playing the same game of the munafiq. The munafiq's work was to break the morale. So unnecessarily, why must you break your morale? You're going to break your morale, the little bit of motivation and enthusiasm you had to do things, that also breaks down. You were a little motivated, you were enthusiastic, and now you heard this type of negative propaganda. What happened to your morale? It broke down. You want to do things, there's no hope for Islam, na'uzubillah. Catching it this side, catching it that side, everywhere we go, we're just catching, hiding. One Musalli was here about 3 weeks ago. Very intelligent person. Same things. And came for a Juma, but he's into the news. Very intelligent into the news. And he was uttering these type of words that could have just brought him right to kufr. See? You see this negative. When you can't handle that information, why must you take it on? You can't handle it. You can't handle it, don't take the news. Just leave it aside. You're comfortable the way you are, move on. That news, don't take it. Those few people that can handle that news, they will take the news and they will do what they need to do. But that doesn't mean that few people can handle it, then the whole world must listen to that news. The rest of the people can't handle it, so they must leave it out. But again, we're talking of love, see. These people that can't handle it, the spirit of love will be affected. They'll become despondent. And in love, you can't afford to become despondent. Come what may, you want to try. Tere dar par aaya hoon, joli bar ke jaunga ya mar ke jaunga. The lover, he speaks differently. He speaks the language of love. He says, no, I have come to your threshold. I will fill my containers, or I will die in pursuit. He is never despondent. And this is making you despondent. No hope for you, nothing for you left. Why must you buy this story? You need to fight your own battle here. Let them do what they need to do. Their whole idea, the whole goal is to break you. So why must you allow yourself to be broken down? That's the idea. The idea is to break you down. Then why must you allow yourself to be broken down? So Allah Pak cautions us. Then He gives us the reasons for all these type of situations. وَلْيُمَحِّصَ مَا فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. One is, Allah Pak is cautioning you about the thorns, about the impediments on the path. And وَلْيُمَحِّصَ مَا فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. And then There's a sifting process. There's a sifting, he's sorting you out. Right? That you are loved now, you have passed this exam. Of Uhud, you have passed the exam. So we want to raise your levels of love. You are in one level, I want to bring you up. So for us to bring you up, then whatever blemish, etc., we need to just wipe it out. So the levels of love may become even more intensified. You were at one level, and now you have to come to a higher level, intensified. Right? You know, when it's love, right? Then you want to talk about, you want to make an expression. You don't want to keep it a secret. Therefore, the poet says that Allah ya saqi isqini wa kulli jahran annaha khamaru. Go on pouring and announce that this is that wine of love. Tell me loudly that it is the wine of love. Now, when you can express it and you can make an expression of it, why go secret? So that wine, that love wants expression. وَلْيُمَحِّسَ مَا فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. You see that love doesn't want to be secret all the time. It wants expression as well. And the dalil, the proof that love wants expression, right, you'll see, you won't see it in other people, but you'll see in a black, right? Just on music, put on music. You'll find now spontaneous response. According to the beat, they're jumping. Straight away, where they learned it from Allah Pakdos. But you see the spontaneous beat, so love wants response. It wants expression. Now you got love, but you're not showing any tears. You got love, but no expression. Can you imagine that there's a love without expression? You're going to phone, you're going to send a gift, some roses, whatever you're going to do at work, you're going to phone from there. You flew over, then you're coming from there. Oh, I'm in Makkah now, what must I get for you? Or get on abaya. You're going to tell you got 50 abayas. Will you tell her that? Don't want to tell her that. You'll still get one more. I'll get you one new one, you know, this type of stones, and I don't know what they call it nowadays. So you'll get that. So that love needs expression as well. وَلْيُمَحِّسَ مَا فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. So in this entire passage, this entire surah is an expression of love. The whole surah is an expression of love. But to be able to get the taste of love, just read the surah with that flavor. You know, just flavor yourself with that, and then read the surah. See how Allah is showing love. Verse after verse. I think, you know, I was counting. I think nearly every verse was flavored with love. Every verse was flavored with love. There isn't a verse here. It's about three quarters sipara. And there isn't a verse that is not flavored with love. Nearly every verse is flavored with love. Then to top it all, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. Allah Pak says again, it's love upon love. So, Ya Rasulallah, you see, it was on account of my mercy that you've been gentle and kind towards them. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. Had you been harsh and aggressive, they would have scattered. Now imagine who's the personality in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the greatest of all the Rasuls. And Allah Ta'ala does not tolerate harshness from him for his servants. So you are so dear. Imagine you are so dear. Right? And Nabi Sallam is so great. But then you are so dear to Allah Ta'ala that in spite of whatever you are, in spite of whatever your shortcomings and your weaknesses, Allah says, don't be harsh towards it. Don't be aggressive towards it. Do you know the maqam of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Nobody, after Allah Ta'ala, he's the greatest. But you also, oh, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you're not going to be aggressive towards them. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَزَّنْ غَلِيزَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. So in spite of your maqam, your position, all that, but I won't tolerate it that you be aggressive and hard towards myself. Like it is the elder son, right? He's doing all the work of the father, the business, the prospects, the properties, everything he's doing. And there is that small son, 3-year-old, he's going, busting this thing, breaking that thing, doing damaging that. Damaging director, he's right. But the father cautions the elder son, by whatever he's doing, you don't hurt, you don't hit him. You can teach him with kindness, but don't hit him. Don't shout him. Though the father knows that you're doing everything here, right? But the love for the small child is so much, we know what you are, but in spite of all that, you're doing all my work, but you're not going to be aggressive towards this child of mine. He's nadan now. So that doesn't give you that license to show aggression towards them. See? So you see, every verse is colored and flavored in love. There isn't a verse here that's not flavored in love. But just that we need to look at it differently. فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ. Again, one is no aggression. Then, not only did Allah Pak doesn't stop there, فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ. And just forget that. Forget their faults now. Forget their faults. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ. And make it a point to ask for forgiveness for them. See, they're so dear. You're not only going to forget their faults, but pray for their forgiveness also. فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ. So this verse is for every person that is doing some dini work. And when he's got people under him, then they'll mess it up. They'll make some mistakes here and there, whatever they're going to do. But what's supposed to be your attitude, you'll forgive them. And not only forget their wrong, but you will also pray for their forgiveness. Imagine what wrong they have done. Like I say, they're ascending, not casting a side glance. Nabi Sam is calling them. In the process, Nabi Sam's one Mubarak tooth is martyred, his head is struck, right? He's bleeding, he's fallen down, he's being treated, the blood is not stopping. And Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha, and Hazrat Ali is treating Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right? Now what has happened with all that? فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ, forgive them. And pray for their forgiveness also. Can you see what love Allah Pak is showing? So the same love Allah Pak is showing us. Why is telling us that you also love it to me? Because you are from the Sahaba Kiram, you are following them, so you are with them. The same favors and promises that I promised for them, I promise for you as well. It's continuity. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ. And then, not only ask and beg for their forgiveness, but must take them like equals. They're not your equal, but you must take them like equals. وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. Include them in the mashwara. Consult with them. Don't take an independent decision. You consult with them. Oh, how great that person feels. Hey, what I did, what I messed up. And now an important decision. Hey, Rabbi Sam is taking decision. He's taking a mashwara from me. He's consulting with me. Can you see now how the morale is picked up? You see that language of love. Just flavor it with love and then see how you'll enjoy the surah. فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ وَشَابِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. Then he says, يَنْصُرْكُمُ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ. I am on your side, who can touch you? I am with you, who can touch you? Isn't anybody can open his eyes also? Can't even open his eyes if I am with you. So I am with you now. يَنْصُرْكُمُ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ. So you must attempt and you must pursue that I am always with you. In other words, you must adopt those means, those asbab, that I am with you at any given time. I am with you, then nobody can touch you. Don't forget me. See, I love you. I am with you. I'm compassionate towards you, don't forget me. Are you going to forget me? What's going to happen? وَإِنْ يَخْذُلْكُمْ You're going to forget me. And then if I leave you, then who can support? Who can come to your assistance? Is there anybody else for you? وَإِنْ يَخْذُلْكُمْ فَمَنْ ذَلْ Who can they be for you? See that love, that very deep love that. As though, you know, wife is saying, if I were not there, you know, who would have taken care of you? See, you're healthy and strong and you're eating very well. If I wasn't there, who could have done it for you? You would have been finished. See, lucky I was there, you know, that curry kishti I prepared for you, that tareli machibi I gave you, you know. So that's why you're strong like this. So, وَإِنْ يَخْذُلْكُمْ فَمَنْ ذَلَّذِي يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِي If I leave you, if I have to leave you, then who can support you after that? That's why I say every verse in this is just flavored in love. Love upon love, muhabbat and upon muhabbat. So then what you must do? وَمَنْ ذَلَّذِي يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِي Then just be with me, trust me. Trust me, love me and trust me. What does the beloved want? The beloved, what she wants? She wants trust. Trust me. You trust me. The lover also wants trust, and the loved also wants trust. So Allah Baqarah also trust me. I will make things happen, but trust me, no? Why don't you trust me? I will make things. In the past, I made things work, and I will make things work. So why don't you trust me? وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ Samjhe bhai, see the love of Allah Ta'ala, the way it's featuring in the surah, the way it's expressing itself in the surah, from the beginning, right? Every verse, look at it from different perspectives. Why is it? Just check the translation. You know, لِكُلِّ آيَةٍ زَاهِرٌ وَبَاطِنٌ Every ayat has got a surface meaning, has got a deep meaning. So you look at the surface meaning, look at the deeper meaning, look at the other side as well. Just you look at only the surface meaning and carry on all the time. Sometimes you need to look at the surface, and more you need to look inside. And you'll take out the gems after that. The gems come out from within, but the gems come out with a little bit of reflection. When you are reading namaz now, with khushu and khuzu, with the calmness, with the focus of the mind, you're at least saying, Labak, ye tera kalam hai. Labak, this is your word. So beautiful. Imam Sahib is reading. Labak, you honored me, Labak. Your kalam, in your house, in this Mubarak month, and you allow me to listen to your kalam, Allah Ta'ala. So let that thought be just renewed in your mind. You'll find that feeling of love will just generate in you. Labak, it's your kalam, your house, it's your month, Mubarak month. And you allowed me to be of all gunegars, and you allowed me to be of all people. Allah, how can I thank you for this? Allah, give me the tawfiq. I appreciate your love. So, whilst the namaz is carrying on, and then you will be talking like that, and then you see how the tears will just swell off. Allah likes these tears. These tears are tears of love. Right? And you don't know which tear, but it does strike. And when that thing strikes, everything works out for you. You go on tearing. Don't stop the tearing. Don't stop the tearing. You don't know which one may just... It may just put the whole Jahannam switched off. The whole Jahannam, just push it off. You don't know which one. So your work is to keep on trying. Not to say, no, I tried now and I leave it. No, keep on trying. You know, one tear may just come out and everything may just work out for you. Okay.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. اللهم لك الحمد شكرا ولك المن فضلا. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون، وصل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أسرفنا وما أنت أعلم به منا، أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر، لا إله إلا أنت، يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا راحم المساكين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا ناصر المستضعفين، يا إله العالمين، يا رحمن يا رحيم، يا جار المستجيرين، يا أمان الخائفين، يا عماد من لا عماد له، يا سند من لا سند له، يا ذخر من لا ذخر له، يا حرز الضعفاء، يا كنز الفقراء، يا عظيم الرجاء، يا منقذ الهلكاء، يا منجي الغرقاء، يا محسن يا محسن، يا مجمل يا مفضل، يا جبار يا منير، أنت الذي سجد لك سواد الليل وضوء النهار وشعاع الشمس ونور القمر وخفيق الشجر ودوي الماء، أنت الله لا شريك لك. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها، دقها وجلها، أولها وآخرها، علانيتها وسرها. يا الله forgive all our sins يا الله. يا الله forgive our major sins and our minor sins يا الله. يا الله we are covered from head to toe in sins يا الله. يا الله there are sins that we committed knowingly and those that we committed unknowingly يا الله. يا الله forgive each and every one of our sins يا الله. يا الله we have hope in your forgiveness يا الله. Ya Allah, we have no barosa and no confidence in our actions, Ya Allah. Allahumma maghfiratuka awsa'u min dhunubi wa rahmatuka arja indi min amali. Ya Allah, you have announced that you forgive all our sins and you love to forgive, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we beg, Ya Allah, do forgive each one of us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our last of our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and protect us from gunas and sins in the future, Ya Allah. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أبقيتنا، وارحمنا أن نتكلف ما لا يعنينا، وارزقنا حسن النظر فيما يرضيك عنا. يا الله bless us with the ability of staying away from all useless and unnecessary things يا الله، especially during this Mubarak month of Ramadan يا الله. يا الله allow us to use and utilize all our resources, our energies and time valuably يا الله. Ya Allah, save us from squandering and wasting all these resources, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the opportunity of earning your pleasure, Ya Allah, of earning your grace, your mercy and rahmat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, these 10 days of Ramadan, Ya Allah, the days of maghfirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, shower your maghfirat and forgiveness on us, on our parents, Ya Allah, on our family members, on our near and dear ones, Ya Allah, on our mashayikh wa asatiza, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive every single ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, don't deprive us during this Mubarak month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't make it such that we earn the lanat of Jibreel alayhi salam, Ya Allah. That when a person finds himself in the month of Ramadan and yet is deprived of the maghfirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless each one of us with your maghfirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless each one of us with your maghfirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us ease and comfort, Ya Allah, in our life, Ya Allah. Bless all of us with afiyat, Ya Allah. In our deen, in our dunya, Ya Allah. In our wealth, in our health, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that are sick and ailing, bless them with complete shifa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that have financial difficulties, Ya Allah, you make it easy for them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, wherever the Muslims are in difficulty, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make it easy for them, Ya Allah. You remove their difficulty and plight, Ya Allah. Shower Your mercy and forgiveness upon them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, wherever people are striving for the cause of deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, You make it easy for them. Allow them to strive more, Ya Allah, and crown their efforts with success, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless each one of us with acceptance in Your court, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless each one of us with acceptance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our actions do not warrant acceptance, Ya Allah. But Your shan and Your grandeur and majesty has no bounds, Ya Allah. Shower acceptance upon all our actions, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless each one of us with Your pleasure and happiness, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ridaaka wal jannah. ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. يا الله bless all of us with جنة الفردوس يا الله. يا الله we beg of you يا الله. Grant us a place in جنة يا الله. يا الله our actions are not enough to put us into جنة يا الله. But through your sheer grace and mercy يا الله. Grant us entry into جنة يا الله. يا الله save all of us from the fire of جهنم يا الله. يا الله save all of us from the fire of جهنم يا الله. ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم. إِنَّ عَذَابَهَا كَانَ غَرَامًا. Ya Allah, the fire of Jahannam, we will not be able to bear the torment of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot bear the fire of this world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, how will we be able to bear the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, protect us, protect our parents, Ya Allah, our mashayikh and asatiza, protect every single mu'min from the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, Ya Allah, bless us with the true understanding of the Qur'an Majeed. Bless us with the true love for the Qur'an Majeed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with the true enjoyment of reciting the Qur'an Majeed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us your true love, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the true love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless us with your ma'rifat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with the maqsad of roza and bless us with taqwa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with taqwa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with taqwa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with your khashiyat and khuf, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with your khashiyat and khuf, Ya Allah. Allahumma qsim lana min khashyatik ma tahulu bihi baynana wa bayna ma'asik wa min ta'atika ma tuballighuna bihi jannatak wa min al-yaqini ma tuhawinu bihi alina masaib al-dunya wa matti'na bi asma'ina wa absarina wa quwatina abadan ma abqaitana wa ja'alhu al-waritha minna wa ja'al tha'rana ala man zalamana وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا واجعل الجنة هي دارنا. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب رسولك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا إلى حبك. يا الله, whatever du'as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made and begged for, Ya Allah, grant us the blessings of those du'as, Ya Allah. Whatever good Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had asked for, Ya Allah, grant us those good things as well, Ya Allah. And whatever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had sought protection from, Ya Allah, grant us protection from those evil things as well, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka sayyiduna Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adha minhu nabiyyuka sayyiduna Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.